Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
We know to lower the pollution we're pumping into the atmosphere is a thing that we certainly have to do. But when it comes to emissions, how do you go below zero? Well, Professor Tim Roberts, Director of the Tom Farrell Institute for the Environment, how do you do it?
That's difficult. But you've got to have a good name, otherwise you can't go anywhere, of course. And if you don't go anywhere, then you'll never achieve this lowering of the carbon dioxide from the atmosphere that we've got to achieve. And Beyond Zero Emissions, beautiful name. It's a group in Melbourne. It's a think tank in Melbourne who look at ways of lowering our emissions, lowering our amount of carbon dioxide going up into the atmosphere.
We understand that if there's any future for the human race, we do have to lower emissions. So what is coming out of this think tank?
Well, in this particular case, it's going to be the launch of a book in Newcastle, which is talking about Australia as a renewable. All of the available sources of renewable energy in Australia, and then come up with a compilation which is more an economic compilation, saying we could be a superpower because we could be generating energy at such a low cost in Australia that other countries would want to send their biggest and brightest industries here because the power that they would need to run their industries would be the cheapest. And so economically, there's a great possibility that we can be, just as we have been, a superpower in terms of exporting our raw materials, we could also be a superpower in the area of renewable energy.
So are you saying we could be a power superpower for the superpowers?
Exactly.
It's very complicated.
Oh, no, exactly. What? You've confused me.
Well, when you think about it, people talk about renewables, and we keep hearing the same thing. It blows my mind. We're supposedly the driest continents on the planet. So much of Australia is arid. You've got the desert areas that are getting baked in sunshine. The southern part of Australia is very, very windy. It just seems to make sense.
I think so. And then all that energy, if you didn't want to use it, you could use it to store energy for when the sun wasn't shining. And one of the ways we do this already, of course, is down at the Snowy Mountain Scheme. We pump water up a hill and store it in a tank up the top of the hill. And when we want to generate electricity, we let it run down through the generators down the bottom of the hill. So if you've got a lot of solar energy and you're not being able to use it all, you could use it to pump water up a hill. And then at night, the water could run down through a generator and you've got your power.
How effective is sending power over power lines? Is it an effective way of transporting electricity? Because I'm thinking, is it a possibility that we could generate the electricity and via massive undersea power lines, we send it north to Indonesia, to New Guinea in those areas, or is it just not a sensible way?
Well, first of all, you're talking to a biologist, and secondly, it might be. I believe it's sent across the Bass Strait, but I'm not sure of that. I believe that if you have a close look at Mr. Tesla, not the Tesla who's got four wheels, a motor car, but Mr. Tesla from last century, he was going to send electricity around the world without any wires. So the bottom line is, I don't know, Todd.
It was a long way to get to a short answer, but I appreciate that, Professor Tim. Renewable energy, it is the way of the future, and Australia could be a power superpower. Talk to you in a week's time.
Certainly. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and clean and green next week. We're going to have a chat about hydrogen cells. Yep, powering you for the future. 2NURFM.
2NURFM 103.7.